This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and joining us now to keep a promise is our senior producer and letters editor, Steve Proffitt. Steve?
Alex, last week we asked our listeners to call or write with their memories of former President Ronald Reagan.
And promised to share some of this on the air.
Yes, we did, and we got a lot of response. It was pretty passionate. Generally, the listeners who contacted us seemed to think that there was too much praise and not enough criticism in the coverage. Let's listen to a few selections from our listener call-in line.
My name is Ian Spencer. I remember Ronald Reagan as destabilizing Nicaragua, contributing to our cocaine problems here in America, raising taxes, ballooning the deficit, and thumbing his nose at environmentalists.
Hi, my name is Thelma Moore Stewart. I'm having a lot of difficulty understanding how you can define a person as great who had so little regard for the concerns of poor and working people, which at that time considerably impacted the African-American population.
Hi, my name is Roger Jenks. The legacy that I remember is his ignoring AIDS. It was a devastating time in the early 80s, and he totally ignored it.
My name is Randy Clement. Nobody should have to get Alzheimer's. Nobody should have to end their life the way he ended his life. But this canonization, good Lord, has everyone got amnesia?
This is pretty strong stuff, Steve. There must have been some positive things about the former president.
Yeah, we got some, but surprisingly few. And you have to remember, Alex, this isn't an opinion poll or a scientific survey. These are the thoughts of people who listen to our show and who took the time to call or write in. Perhaps 90% or more of the response was similar to what you just heard. Still, among them, there were some more charitable comments, even among listeners who identified themselves as lifelong Democrats, such as this gentleman.
Hi, my name is Ted Meyer. I was never a fan of Reagan. I really disliked him, and particularly his wife. But about 2 years ago, I was in a store in Beverly Hills, and there was Nancy Reagan in there buying a carton of bottled water. And here I was confronted with this woman that I just had hated all these years on television. And every bit of East Coast liberal in me just really wanted to yell at her. And all I could think of was my dad with Alzheimer's. So I just looked at her and said, "How's Ronnie doing?" And she just said, well as can be expected, but it's nice that everybody cares. It took all the wind out of me. All of a sudden, I couldn't think of him as this horrible guy I'd hated all these years, just as someone who was sort of like my dad going through a bad time.
That was listener Ted Meyer, who lives in Los Angeles. Steve, let me read you a note that I got over the weekend. This is from another listener who heard an essay I wrote that concluded Friday's program about Ronald Reagan. History is littered with the ruins of great civilizations that had leaders who were adept at using and manipulating symbols, myth, but whose neglect and ineptitude only accelerated their civilization's decline. This was a decent and good man, perhaps, but a man whose performance scarcely measured up to his rhetorical skills. Sincerely yours, Lawrence Schultz, Forest Grove, Oregon. And if you have thoughts about our program, you can share them with us by calling our listener line. That's 310-841-5180.
I'll repeat that number in a moment, and you can also find it at npr.org. Okay, here it is, 310-841-5180.
Or the email address, daytoday@npr.org. And thank you, letters editor Steve Proffitt.
My pleasure.